previous incarnation, he had exhibited the opposite trait. As an Atlantean, he was very hard-headed and refused to leave with other immigrants despite predictions of catastrophes which destroyed Atlantis. He died in the destructions because of his false sense of self-assuredness. The soul had now incarnated in the 20th century, determined to change this pattern. Its approach was to develop a personality which experienced things from the opposite extreme, lack of certainty and assuredness. The reading said to him, "Thus the entity worries easily. As to that it doesn't know, and as to that it does know." Hopefully this kind of experience would lead him toward an appreciation for the middle ground and greater balance. In yet another example, Casey's reading told a man that he had been an executioner during the French Revolution and had gone about his work with an extreme attitude, total defiance of anyone who rose in protest or rebellion. Interestingly, in the most recent lifetime, his soul had moved to the opposite extreme, being extraordinarily sensitive to persecution in any form. This overly sensitive trait in his new lifetime was part of a process to rebalance himself from old karmic patterns. Notice that in all of these stories, the law of karma worked to reestablish an equilibrium. The conditions, situations, or personality traits were not a matter of punishment. The needed lessons for the soul were being learned by experiencing the other side of the coin, rather than by merely repeating the old pattern until it became too uncomfortable to continue. So what we have observed from Casey's theory of reincarnation and karma can be summarized with these three points. First, karma is not a debt to be paid off, but a memory within the soul. Second, we have created many kinds of memories, and the most frequent ways we experience them are physical health issues, characteristics of temperament, talents, and relationships. And third, meeting those memories is likely to happen in one of two ways, either repeating the pattern from the past or experiencing the opposite condition. But all of this is just theory. No doubt you are wondering how you could get an idea about your own past lives. Should you look for someone today who can give past life readings just the way Casey did? Or are there other methods available? Psychic readings may have a useful role to play for you. However, it is advisable, if you follow this course, to get more than one reading from different psychics. Don't assume that the lifetimes described in your first reading are necessarily accurate. If you find that several psychics describe a particular lifetime without your having given suggestions or clues, then you can accept the idea as more reliable. Also, be on the lookout for two other signs that the past life psychic reading is accurate. One indicator is a feeling of rightness. Ask yourself, do I resonate to what I'm being told? Intuitively, do I sense that it is true of me? If the answer is no, then unfortunately the psychic you've chosen probably wasn't very good at tuning into your soul patterns. Another sign of reliable past life information is that it fits a current need. Ask yourself, does this past life scenario help me to understand some issue in my present life? The best psychic readings connect past life influences to present day challenges. If the purported reincarnation material in your reading is only entertaining or ego-inflating, then be wary. And recognize, too, that you can get important clues about past lives without going to a psychic reader. Often these clues do not give you all the details, such as exactly what years the incarnation happened, or in precisely which country it took place. But maybe that information is not really needed. The point of identifying past life influences is to better understand and deal with demands and difficulties in today's world. Sometimes knowing too much about the past may get you overly focused on the previous incarnation rather than make you better equipped to get on with your current life. To detect active past life influences, begin with childhood attitudes and behaviors. Often soul memories are very expressive in the early years of life as special interests or inexplicable fears. You may want to ask your parents or an older sibling what they remember about you when you were young. Of course, not all past life indicators are limited to childhood. Think about your interests, preferences, and tastes as an adult, too. Are there certain countries to which you feel an attraction? What periods of history are particularly fascinating to you? What kinds of foreign food do you favor? These are merely clues, and by themselves they don't prove anything about one of your previous incarnations. But you may be able to gain useful hints from this kind of questioning. The Casey readings also suggested that you may get insights about your own past lives from dreams. Not every dream is about a previous incarnation, but with greater frequency than you might expect, your dreams probably refer to your karmic patterns. Some past life dreams are literal recalls of experiences.